This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
In the history of the Pope,
we were not going to take it anymore. We're not going to allow any of that nonsense. It's now time.
It is.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
I got to tell you, I never thought about this way. It is kind of really cool to see the pictures of him at like sporting events and stuff like that from back in the day. Because he's 69. He's not that old. Like,
right?
I know, I've looked at popes. I'm like, why do you guys elect these guys? They're so old. I'm like, no, this guy's got he's got plenty of miles on him. Like, this is going to be great. And I'm not even Catholic, and I'm excited about this guy. And he's American. I'm going, this is really cool over here. They're all saying it's like an upset surprise and things like that. Tone, your thoughts on the American Pope?
Yesterday, I was just bathing myself in the American flag. As the true patriot that I am, just reinforced that we're winning, and we continue to win. It's just good news every day. Every time I look up at the TV, I see good things are happening. So,
yeah.
I mean, come on. What is there not to like about an American Pope?
There's plenty of things to like about an American Pope. One that I got to tell you, when I first heard, so there was a big thing going back and forth or that came out at first, and I was a little bit disappointed. Because I was walking in the one studio and Gabe Spiegel goes, did you know that he is a Cubs fan? I go, not really. Because he's from Chicago.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. And they go, yeah, and he was born on the South Side. Now, he didn't say this on TV, I don't think. And I'm glad because it came out. His brother, his name's Robert, right? I know it was Pope Leo now, but his previous name was Robert.
Yeah, they just
Robert
get to,
Prevost.
They just get to Prevost. Change their names.
Yes. Well, it's Pope Leo the 14th.
That's right.
The other 13 pale in comparison to
mm-hmm.
this one. So his brother said, no, that's his brother's name is John. And his brother said, no, that's not true. He's a White Sox fan.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan. So I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from North Side. So that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
Got to tell you, the audio courtesy of WGN, I like him more because he's a White Sox fan. It's easy to be a Cubs fan. Any goofball from any part of the country can be a Cubs fan. I think it's very difficult to be a White Sox fan. They're driving past that stadium with you and the whole thing, it's drab. There's just so much that I'm just like, ugh, God. I'm happy that he's a White Sox fan instead of a Cubs fan.
But it wasn't always that way, right? Like, the Cubs were the losers. They were always ridiculed
as
the losers.
They were the lovable losers. And it was always, like, Ernie Banks and Sunshine, because we don't have lights. And it was always, like, a fun thing. Like, they were the fun franchise. And, like, when Bill Veeck was there, like, yeah, they did some fun things, except for, you know, Death to Disco. That kind of got out of hand. But other than that, everything else was a little bit fun. And then it just became kind of, like, the White Sox have always been... I mean, let's be honest. The White Sox have always been, if they weren't in Chicago, they would have moved.
Yeah, I always wonder.
They're not a great franchise historically from 1919 on.
On my way to Chicago, I've passed that stadium 50 times, right?
Yeah.
And I have the same stupid thought every time, like, man, I know it's great to be a Major League Baseball player. You're making a lot of money. But driving to that stadium has to be so depressing when you go out at night and you see some Cubs players and you know what their situation is.
It is an office building that you pass on the way to Wrigley Field. I had zero at all inclination when you and I went there to go to Guaranteed Rate or Right Field or whatever the hell they're calling it now. I had zero want to go there. Now, if it was still old Comiskey, like old Comiskey, maybe I'd, because I like old stuff. But I had zero inclination to go there. The White Sox, the Cubs, they got the seventh inning stretch, Harry Carey, the bars right around there. It's a lot of fun. And all I hear about the White Sox is bad stuff. And I don't want to, I would not
want
to deal with it. You got to be a real fan to be a White Sox fan.
How crazy would it be when we think about doing sports talk in this city? The whole thing is that generally we're united. Can you imagine if there was just another team? If there was just another football team or another basketball team right here in this town, and depending on where you grew up, how you were raised, that's the team that you have to root for. And then the politicians have to do that dance of, I love both teams. I love both teams absolutely equally.
Which is kind of weird. I think it would be, I don't know, I've thought about that a couple times. Like, what would it be if like we had two baseball teams, two basketball teams?
You'd almost think every combination, you know,
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do two-man shows here, for the most part, you'd have to have one of the Guardians fans and then one of the whatever the other
I guess you'd have
team
to.
Was.
Yeah, because I don't think... And then if one of them makes a run, do you...
We'd have the Guardians jump and the behind Indians.
What do the news anchors do? Because you know the news anchors love to do that when they go from city to city.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a big Cardinals fan until they move. And then,
until their contract
Mariners
is up.
Mariners through and through. Here we are. Yeah, love those Mariners. We're talking about them this morning.
Until they don't get the anchor job, and they're like, why am I still reporting? That girl's terrible. She's not even good looking. Oh, my God, she has wrinkles. Okay, well, I can't punch through. I'm going to another market.
That's personal Lima right there. That's all fair Lima talking.
Don't think
right
I haven't
there.
Seen those fights break out before in a newsroom.
American Pope. Good to see American Pope.
Yeah.
I
feel good about it. Now, I don't know.
I like it.
I did kind of have the passing thought that when I was watching yesterday, it's one of the things that I'm putting on the TV in the middle of the day. Like, I'm getting texts, my group, and mostly jokes. I mean, mostly the group chats yesterday were jokes about this. Because you do, if you just kind of parachute in, it looks ridiculous. The whole pomp and circumstance, it does look ridiculous. It kind of reminded me
of...
ancient tradition, obviously. So I'm like, well, I want to see the smoke. Why aren't they showing the smoke? Why did I miss the smoke? Because I didn't just have the TV on all day. And so... They break in every station, every network breaks in to live coverage. And I'm like, show when the smoke happened. I wanted to see the smoke. So I had to go on Twitter to see the smoke. And then you're waiting. The people have nothing to talk about. You could tell they have these not so seasoned reporters who have no idea about the Vatican or the history. And they're just sitting there going, boy, it should be any minute now that the Pope comes out. And I'm like, oh my God, they have nothing to talk about.
No idea.
They're busking. They're vamping. They're just going on and on and on until it actually happens. And then when it happened, I'm
like... It's like us on draft night.
Yeah. Yeah, you're waiting for something.
Waiting for Goodell to walk across the stage, and we just start saying words. And then the worst thing is when they go to commercial break, and then we're just going, yeah. Because they did it like three times before the Browns picks this last year. Andrew Berry joins us at 9:15. I'll see whether or not he can change something like that. But I totally understand that feeling. Now, I know about the players they're going to draft. I had no idea about any of the Cardinals. I had no idea about any of them. And so when I saw the American Pope, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
But everything that I've ever said about like how ridiculous the royal family is and why do people care about that, I can understand why if you're atheist, if you're agnostic, if you're from a different belief system, you'd be watching that yesterday going, holy cow, what are these people getting so emotional about?
There is a lot to take in there. I was surprised at the amount of people that were there.
Yes.
I mean, it's because it's like if you're going to a thing every year, you can plan for it. But Pope Francis just passed, and they know they're going to elect a new pope, so you stop everything you're doing, and you're flying over to Italy.
Well, if you're there, if you were vacationing.
Going to Vatican City.
If you were vacationing anywhere that was within 4 hours of the Vatican.
Well, then I guess you would go.
Are you dropping everything?
Yes,
are
you yes.
Knowing
yes,
it's going to be a sea of humanity.
Yes.
Now, I don't even know. How hard is it to get into the Vatican?
I don't know.
I've never been there.
But I'm going to tell you right now, like if Liz and I were on a trip to Italy, which Liz will not fly to Europe, so I don't know what the hell. But if I say we were on a trip to Italy and we were within 4 hours, like you said, I'm not sure the geography of where Vatican City is either way.
Well, it's right outside of Rome, right?
Okay, I would stop it. Well, then if you're going to Italy, you're going to Rome. I'm stopping everything I'm doing. I'm canceling everything, and we're going to go stand there, and we're going to wait for them to elect the Pope. Yes. Yes. Liz might not want to do that. I'm going to do it. I'm not even Catholic. I'm going to witness history. I'm going to witness world history here. I'm going to stand there with all the people, and I'm going to stare at a chimney for hours and hours and hours, and I'm going to wait to see the smoke. And I'm telling you right now, I would push flights back. Because this was like early, right, that they elected the Pope. Like they've gone on and on and on and on and on before they've left. I will stand there until they elect a Pope. Because I am not missing world history if I'm already there. Now, I'm not going to fly over there. Mm-hmm. But if I were already there, almost said, hell yeah, but I don't know if that's a problem. I'm going to go on right on over and I'm going to watch them elect a Pope. Yeah, that's going to go down. And then I'm going to watch his first speech as the elected pope. And if he were an American pope, I think that'd be pretty cool.
He's got to talk some English.
Well, yeah.
Got to hear some English.
He knows five languages.
Yeah,
he can go around the world with his languages.
That's all these guys do. They study. A lot of studying.
Andrew Berry, he joins us.
You don't have time for women, so you got to go out and study.
9:15. Andrew Berry joins us at 9:15.
I can't imagine how many languages I would know if I never chased women.
There's a whole Seinfeld episode about that, buddy.
Is it really?
802, Daryl.